This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, August 9th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. The WikiLeaks leaker, whether intentionally or not, revealed a flaw in military security, certainly made worse by unprecedented connectivity for most of us. Jim Harper, Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, says that the U.S. security strategy may be focusing too much on keeping lots and lots of information secret and not enough on deciding which information needs to be truly secure.
Recently, a website called WikiLeaks.org released thousands and thousands of documents that recorded military events in Afghanistan, documents that were treated as secret by the U.S. military, but had been, at least allegedly, released by a military member who was apparently, as is so typical in these cases, some kind of disgruntled person who had access to secret documents. WikiLeaks is a site that's set up to allow people to upload documents that it uses clever and complicated encryption and protocols to allow people to upload anonymously and to participate in discussion about documents. In one sense, it's a terrific site because it does allow for whistleblowers to release documents that they otherwise couldn't. And so you force transparency on governments, for example. On the other hand, that kind of transparency can do a lot of damage. And my colleague David Ritgers seemed none too happy about the fact that military secrets were released in this latest episode. So the balance there is one that I don't want to call, but I think that people should be aware that this is essentially the future. This is how it's going to be for a pair of related reasons. The first is technology-driven. Today, far more than even just a decade ago, people have access to very powerful technologies. 2 gigabit thumb drives that they can fit in their pocket, just a little bit larger than a door key. All kinds of photographic equipment and communications equipment. Highly technically skilled people know well how to use encryption technologies and various devices and tools to evade tracking, to comment anonymously, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the technological landscape has changed. Concomitantly with that, military service members and people across the globe expect to be tuned in, expect to be plugged in all the time, wired. And so you can't have a military mission where the participants in the mission are cut off from communications with the outside world. That indeed would drive down military effectiveness because of the real negative impact on morale. Being able to communicate back home is really good for troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and other deployments around the world. So you have lots of people with lots of good technology expecting to be wired all the time. Basic message, you're not going to be able to rely on secrecy like you did just 1 or 2 decades ago. So leadership in the military may be thinking that they can use secrecy as they did when they were coming up through the ranks, and that's probably just not the case. This lesson applies equally well across all types of organizations. So in government and the corporate sector, relying on secrecy should more and more be recognized as a mistake and not something to rely on. People who run large organizations should look at what they keep secret and consider how they would be harmed by using secrecy. The end result, I think, is that people should minimize their use of secrecy to the extent possible. It's not easy. It's very much very easily said and very difficult to do. But over time, plan strategy with the idea that you won't be able to keep secrets and behave tactically, realizing that your secrets may be revealed.
This leak, future leaks, may force Congress and the Pentagon to behave in ways that they might not otherwise behave. The discussion that emerged shortly after the story broke was, who's responsible for this? Are any lives being put at risk? And how do we, you know, get this person and stop it? Very little of the discussion in the days following had any discussion of the inevitability of this and dealing with that inevitability.
The reaction of military authorities and the White House and Congress is predictable, but it is reaction. And what we need in this area is proaction, if you will. That is, forward-looking policies that recognize these technical and social trends so that we don't rely on secrecy when secrecy is as commonplace as it is now. And I think it's widely agreed that overclassification is a problem throughout the military and government. When secrecy is so common, people tend to disregard it. Leaking is apparently a relatively common phenomenon because there's so much material, there's so much documents that aren't really that important to keep secret. So policies that reestablish the importance of secrecy while really carefully circumscribing the information and documents that are secret would be a good first step. Further down the road, policy should regard secrecy as a strategic error or a strategic weakness and try to do without secrecy wherever possible. Assume that information will make it to your enemies and devise your strategies and tactics with that in mind. That'll be better for the military and for other areas where people are trying to deal with information.
It seems surprising that the Pentagon would maintain the policy that it has of secret documents when thousands of people have access to that level of material inside and outside the Pentagon.
Overclassification is a problem, and then a derivative of that problem is the fact that so many people have to have access to classified material. There's a law in the technology area called Metcalfe's Law, which says that the value of a network is proportional to the square of the number of users. That is, the more people that are on the network, the more useful the network is. That's why the internet is so great. A sort of corollary to that is that the difficulty of keeping a secret or maintaining privacy in information is increased proportionally to the square of the number of people who have access to it. So if you've got a secret that you're sharing with 500 military members or 1,000 military members and contractors, chances of your keeping that secret intact are pretty slim.
Jim Harper is Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and co-editor of Terrorizing Ourselves. You can get your copy of the book at cato.org.